Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn. I'm a self-actualization and mindset coach at Cultivate and Thrive, and I am on a mission to help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value while they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. Now, many times on these episodes, you will just hear me sharing some tips and some things, some knowledge to help you improve and move forward. Sometimes I'll have special guests that have something great to share, especially things that I want to share with you to help you in your journey of life. Now, you can find this podcast, whether it's live or on replay, here on my own Michelle Gunn LinkedIn page, Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also find my business page, Cultivate and Thrive, on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and my website, michellegunn.com. That's right. My website is Michelle Gunn, one L, two N's, michellegunn.com. I invite you to participate in the comment section. I invite you to reach out to me via email, DM. You can find contact information on my website. Let's chat. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, wherever you're coming from. Don't forget to drop your name in the comments and let me know where you are joining from. If you are watching the replay, please use hashtag replay so I know that I'm reaching you after I've gone live. I appreciate every one of you. Welcome to this week's episode, Empowering Moms, Why Every Mother Deserves a Life Coach. Now, as I was prepping for the session today, I brought out my Bible as I do every week and asked God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus to guide me, my mind, my heart, my eyes, my ears, and my mouth so that I can give the message that people need to hear. I was brought to the wisdom of Sirach. Chapter 2. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. It's not super lengthy, but I think it is really important for everyone and applies to everyone in everyday lives and definitely to mothers as well. It's Duties Toward God, Chapter 2. My son, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Be sincere of heart and steadfast, undisturbed in time of adversity. Cling to him, forsake him not, thus will your future be great. Accept whatever befalls you in crushing misfortune, be patient. For in fire gold is tested, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. Trust God that he will help you, make straight your ways and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust him, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Study the generations long past and understand, has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been rebuffed? Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. He who forgives sins, he saves in time of trouble. Woe to craven hearts and drooping hands, to the sinner who treads a double path. Woe to the faint of heart who trusts not, who therefore will have no shelter. Woe to you who have lost hope. What will you do at the visitation of the Lord? Those who fear the Lord disobey not his words. Those who love him keep his ways. Those who fear the Lord seek to please him. Those who love him are filled with his law. Those who fear the Lord prepare their hearts and humble themselves before him. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord and not into the hands of men, for equal to his majesty is the mercy that he shows. Amen. So as I open the Bible and receive those words today to share with you, I'm reminded much of my journey of faith and also of conversations that I've really just had recently. The church here on earth is run by men, by humans. And guess what? They're all human. They're sinners, just like you and me. Be careful who you follow, but do take in the word of God. Pray with an open heart that you hear his word. Live how he tells us and guides us. Be a good human. Do your best. Expect trials and tribulations, but there's reward at the end. So remember that when you're struggling, lean on God. He's there for you. Thank you. So now moving on to empowering moms, why every mother deserves a life coach. Just imagine a world where every mom has her own personal cheerleader, strategist, and confidant rolled into one. That's the power of having a life coach. Today, I want to discuss why moms deserve the support of a life coach and the transformative benefits it can bring to their lives, whether they're working moms, juggling multiple responsibilities, or stay-at-home moms navigating the complexities of parenthood. And as you know, if you're a working mom, you have that role as well. And remember, as moms, we are called to lean on God. We are called to be models of our faith. We are called to be the first faith formation teachers for our children, sometimes for our husbands. When we talk about motherhood, again, like I've said earlier this week, motherhood has many definitions. A mother isn't just someone who gives birth to a child. You can be a mother figure. You can be a stepmom. You can be a grandmom. You can be an aunt, sister, friend. Most women, maybe not all, do have mothering tendencies. We're usually more nurturing and caring. And again, since we're individuals, there's varying results in each person. And I'm not saying that men can't be that way or either, because most definitely they can. A lot of men are very nurturing and caring. I'm just most specifically talking about moms today, but it can be applied throughout your life and throughout your roles. So do think of that. Good morning, Ronald from Maryland. Nice to have you join us. So being a mom is one of the most rewarding yet challenging roles in the world. From managing the household chores to nurturing children, mothers often find themselves stretched very thin, struggling to balance competing demands, whether they're in the workforce or dedicating themselves full-time to their families. The pressure can be very overwhelming. And know that as a mother, there's no vacation from being a mother. There's no time off. There's no true sick days or mental health days. If you have a great support system, you may be able to take a little bit time away, because we're so attached to our children and our families, many times we cannot, you know, step aside and relax and rest. And I have to tell you that as a grandmother, that's an additional layer of motherhood because not only do you still worry about your adult children, you worry about the children they're raising. And believe me, I know there are things that if I could do it again, I would do differently with my kids. I'm very proud of all of them and how they've turned out, but I know I made mistakes. I know I made mistakes along the way. Sometimes I got lazy. So as a grandmother, I worry about what I've passed on to my child, that she would do as I have done, and I want her to do differently. But lucky for them, I tell them. Yep. Yes, thank you, Ronald. And mother's mother to their mother. Yes. And oftentimes, if it's a very caring woman, she will often mother her husband to an extent, right? It's just that caregiving part of the personality. And again, men can be that way as well. So pressures of family are so demanding. And then when you throw work into it or volunteerism, and let me tell you, it's one piece of advice I definitely give to my daughter who has, he's a 9-month-old now, is make sure you stay in touch with other adults. Keep your intellect stimulated. Keep your social skills up. Build a network. Networking is important in every area of life, not just work. On LinkedIn, you see that all the time. Your network is your net worth. Well, that's the same for every aspect of your life, because there's issues in every area of your life where you can really benefit from other people's experiences and the knowledge they've obtained. So make sure you have a network. Why a life coach? I want to talk a little bit about life coach. I've seen a lot of people kind of cringe when they hear the term life coach. They think that someone who is going to direct them on how to be successful in their life. That's not exactly true. That's not exactly what a coach is. And a life coach is just a broad term for, the way I see it, you know, it separates it from business coach and life coach. But there are so many areas, because you see communication coaches. For me, I'm mental fitness and self-actualization coach. But that's a form of life coach. You also see your health coaches. And most often when you do acquire a coach, a true coach, not just someone who's been there, done that, and teaches you how they did it, because that's really not what a coach is. They may implement some of those things, but a true coach does not tell you or dictate the steps you need to take to get certain results. That's more like a teacher or a mentor. Okay. So a coach really helps you pull out the answers that are within. Yes, Ronald's going to be talking with his life coach shortly. He needs his input. And if I may say so myself, Ronald has an awesome coach. He is wonderful. And yeah, let's give Thane a shout out. Thane Isaacs, he's awesome. Definitely big fan. And I'm glad Ronald has him to help him. So different areas where a coach, life coach, can help moms is personal growth, right? So we are always growing. If not, we're going to be unhappy and stifled. And I was that way for quite a while as a stay-at-home mom, because I lost track of the outside world. I no longer had that mental stimulation that I needed, but I wasn't aware of who I was and how I was really put together, how I was created, what my strengths were. So I didn't even know truly what I was lacking. Did I love being with my kids? Did I blossom and learn from them? Absolutely. But a life coach can help moms identify their strengths, their passions, and their values, and empower them to pursue to pursue personal growth and fulfillment beyond the roles of mothers. Again, one of the most important roles I have, still have in life, is being a mom. But that's not my definition. I'm not only a mother. I'm much more than that. Time management. Who doesn't need to improve time management? I'm always also working on that. That's probably, I would say, a lifetime task to work on is time management. So with so much to do and so little time to do it from others, moms can benefit from strategies to prioritize tasks and set boundaries and maximize productivity. And again, your coach will help you find something that works for you. It's not do X, Y, and Z, and you're going to be so productive. You just won't believe it. You'll have time to nap and everything will be done at home and your kids. That's not the way it works. Because again, we're individuals. We do things differently. We're wired differently. But really, all the answers we need are in here and in here. Many times we need someone to help bring those out and help us to see, because many times we can't see what's right in front of us. Stress management. So many people deal with stress, many people, and there are coaches that their focus, their niche is stress. And again, when you look for a coach, you want to look for someone, maybe someone who's in the niche that's your immediate need, but you want somebody who is not going to teach you like a five-step process to get X result, because there's more to it than just that. Yeah, Ronald's right. Break a cookie into pieces. That was my wife. Everybody wanted a piece. Oh my gosh, that is so true. And that's so true. Probably today for her, she's a very active woman. She has many gifts to share. You know, I know I feel that also, and I have to be careful and set my boundaries because I am also quick to say yes to people. I have learned to say no because the only person it really negatively affects is me. So, and I'm sure, well, Ronald, that your wife has experienced that and she probably still will experience that. I know she's a giver. So as a mother, you're juggling multiple responsibilities, and that can take a huge toll on mental and emotional well-being. A life coach can help provide tools and techniques to manage stress effectively and maintain a healthy work-life balance, or harmony, as Ronald so wisely shared with me in a previous episode, right? Harmony. Because I don't think there's really a true balance. There's always something that is giving and something that's taking a little more than the other. But know that once you're stressed, if your stress gets so high that you're really getting physical ramifications from it, you're getting rashes, hives, maybe physically ill, ulcers, other things, it may come a point when you need to go a little bit further than only a coach. You can still keep your coach, but sometimes you may need a counselor or a therapist, something like that. So do keep that in mind. And a good coach will remind you of that, that they are not a counselor or a therapist. They can listen to you. They can help guide you. However, they should help guide you through questioning that you find the answers. But sometimes you do need a little bit more, and you do need to be aware of that. Goal setting, whether it's advancing in their careers or pursuing personal interests, moms often have dreams and aspirations that may take a back seat to their family responsibilities. A life coach can help set them to achieve these meaningful goals and empower them to thrive in all areas of their lives. I know that for me, family was very important. I met my husband when I was still in college. We got married right before I graduated, or before my last semester. And we knew that family was most important. And we knew that we wanted me to be there for the kids. And we ultimately did that for a good portion of their young lives. We were able to do that. But I did sacrifice. I sacrificed a career from the beginning, and then I sacrificed a career later. And my vacations and personal days were used when my family needed me. It wasn't for my own self-rest, my own rejuvenation, my own stress management. So moms are oftentimes really balancing stuff and giving up on goals or forgetting them. They need to be reminded. Motherhood is a magical thing. It's amazing. It's a blessing. It's also stressful, taxing, and has you sacrifice. Can you have it all? There's different theories on that. It depends what have it all means to you. So you really need to look at that definition. But you can still set goals and be a mother. You can still continue education. You can continue your career. You can set goals for something in the future and work towards it while you're being a mother, full-time or otherwise. It's helpful to have a coach to help guide you in finding what you want, how you want to achieve it, how you set out to achieve it, and how you will achieve it, and to keep you accountable. That's one thing that coaches can also very much help on that a lot of people need. Even if they think they don't need a coach, they often need an accountability partner. And if they don't already have that in their life, their coach can do that for them. Oftentimes, we need that. And I say we because, yeah, I do too. Self-care. So moms are notorious for putting their own needs last, right? A life coach can encourage them to prioritize self-care, setting aside time for rest, relaxation, and activities that nourish their minds, bodies, and souls, and help them set the goals to build that into their time, right? When they're working on time management, they can look at, okay, so where do you have time cut out? What can you get? And maybe you need to start small. Sometimes guilt is such a factor in motherhood that they feel guilty about giving to themselves because they feel they should always be given to others. But remember, ladies, and again, this applies to men. If you are not full, if you are not healthy, if you are not happy, how can you give that to others? You can't. Someone who's miserable will give negativity. Someone who's miserable could really neglect the needs of their kids because they don't have the energy to truly be there for them. And our kids don't just need our physical presence. It's not enough to be sitting in the same room and working on your laptop while your kid watches TV. You're not filling your kid up that way. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad mom if you do that. But if you cannot take time for yourself to keep yourself happy and healthy, it will be hard for you to keep your family happy and healthy or to help them be happy and healthy. That's another thing to think about when we're looking at our children and even our spouse. If all you do is not working, either you need to try something else or the issues with them. Because you can't force people to take action, to change the way they think. They have to be open and ready for it. But guess what? Coach can help you with that. They can help you figure out ways to address those issues. And then let's talk about moms with kids with special needs. That's really mentally and physically draining. I see posts from moms with one kid, and that kid has special needs, or multiple kids, and there may be one child or more with special needs in that family. And I use the term special needs loosely. It can be, you know, anything that's out of the ordinary. It could be an illness. It could be a disability. It could be a different way of learning. It could be some emotional issues. It could be a lot of things. But it's hard. It's great to have support and someone to help you figure out what's working and what's not working for your child and what else you can try. A coach can help you do that. When we look at working moms, we want to look at some solutions. I want to offer some solutions for our working moms. Life is hard. What can we do about it? Well, career advancement most people want to advance in their careers. Not everyone. Some are happy at specific levels. They found their joy, what makes them happy. But a life coach can help working moms navigate the complexities of the workplace, set career goals, and develop strategies to advance professionally while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Because again, you're not one definition of a person. You're several, right? You're several facets. Time management. Balancing work and family commitments can be so challenging. I know for us, that's when we instituted a family calendar. I found it after searching sites for moms, and then we eventually made the switch to a Google calendar, which works across platforms, and we still use it to some extent today. Some of us better than others. Some of my kids as adults are not on our family calendar. Some of them still like to know what's going on or when I'm available for them. They can look at my calendar to see whether or not I'm busy. A life coach can help provide delegation strategies. That's a huge one. I know for me it was, especially with my children. Because of my upbringing, I didn't want my kids to be really tasked with a lot of household chores, which I think that was the other extreme from where I was. Really, I needed to find a happy minimum. I should allow them to do that, and it helps them be more productive adults. And then if you're in a position, you look at where your time is being spent and where it's best spent, and you can delegate. You can delegate by other people doing things. You can delegate by hiring out, and that's in business and personally, right? There's lots of things that can be delegated or set out for other people to work on. And boundary setting skills, a life coach can help with that. And it's much easier for someone outside of you to see where your boundaries are being crossed. Sometimes some people are so worried and so there for other people that they are taken advantage of and are, let's say, used by other people. And then you feel like crap afterwards, and it just kills your self-esteem, but you can't do anything about it because you haven't figured out how to set boundaries. So life coaches can help with that. The time management techniques of balancing work and family commitments by providing time management techniques, delegation strategies, boundary setting skills to optimize productivity and reduce stress. There's so much stress in the world. How about guilt management? How many working moms out there have guilt? I know when my kids were young, I did. I did my best to be there every moment I could for them, but I still had that guilt when I missed something. Some working moms often struggle with the feelings of guilt. They often believe that they're not giving their best to either their careers or their families. Because again, there is not such thing as a work-life balance. A life coach can help you reframe your mindset, overcome your limiting beliefs, and cultivate self-compassion and empower you to embrace their unique journey and thrive in both realms. Yeah. Thank you, Ronald, for coming in and supporting me. He's going to meet with Dane Isaacs, that I said is his life coach. And Ronald recommends him as well as me. Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. And yes, Dane and I are both, we're friends and we're both coaches. Absolutely. Thank you, Ronald. Solutions for stay-at-home moms, right? So we're going to talk about identity rediscovery, time management, combating isolation. Oh, so identity rediscovery. This is something that I went through as a stay-at-home mom. I kind of had a perception of what I would become. It wasn't solid. I was told a lot in my life of who I am and who I was going to be and who I was expected to be. So I didn't really grow up with a good sense of self and understanding of self. And I'm going to give a plug now, since it is International Coaching Week, definitely Clifton Strengths Assessment helped me confirm who I am, who my talents are, what my talents are, how to aim them. And as I embraced them and learned more about it, I could see throughout my life how my talents were showing up, and some of them were stifled. Some of them I was told not to use. Of course, they didn't say, "Hey, Michelle, don't use those talents," because they didn't see it as a talent. Good morning, Marlene. Thank you for joining. So glad you could be here. Yes, as I look back at different things in my life, I could see where my talents were trying to come out and how they were stifled. So sometimes also we can use our talents to the negative. When we don't use them for the greater good or we overuse them, they become negative. And that's something I also learned in my training, becoming certified for Gallup. I learned how that occurs, and I was able to see it in myself a little bit more and own up to it, admit it, right? One of my distinct memories I have, and I don't really remember a lot of before of how it happened and after, and it was either first or second grade. I want to say it was first grade, but I was a talker. So on your comments on your report card, if you talked a lot, you got a 7. That was comment number 7. I had lots of 7s on my report card. Lots of 7s. So back in the day when I was young, I believe it was first grade, and I guess I wouldn't stop talking, the teacher actually put tape over my mouth. That was her way of telling me I could not talk anymore. So guess what that did to me and my self-esteem? And when we look at my Clifton Strengths Assessment results, communication is in my top 10. I am meant to talk. Oh, Marlene, my coach has a love for cats. Meow. She most definitely does. Little ones and big ones. Yeah. So we have to look at that. And then when you become a stay-at-home mom, a lot of times you lose your identity outside your role as a caregiver, whatever it was. Because again, remember, you are a multifaceted person, and a life coach can help moms rediscover their passions, their interests, their strengths, and empower them to pursue their personal goals and aspiration. Self-actualization, people. Yes. Get to know yourself. Yes. Absolutely. Time management, just like it can help with time management for working moms, stay-at-home moms need time management too. I mean, we need it everywhere in our life. While stay-at-home moms may seem not to have demands of a career, they still struggle numerous responsibilities within the household. A life coach can help them with time management strategies, organization tips, and effective communication skills to streamline their daily routines and reclaim precious time for self-care and personal pursuits. I mean, let's talk about some of the duties as a stay-at-home mom. And working moms also have a lot of these duties because they're tied into their mom roles, right? Chauffeur, administrative assistant, family secretary. A lot of times they're the financial CEO, the bookkeeper, appointment setter, a caregiver, cook, maid, confidant, counselor, therapist, all kinds of roles the mom plays for her family. And she needs to really balance that because many times she gets lost in those roles. Combating isolation. This is another area that stay-at-home moms often find as an issue. They feel isolated, especially if, in this day and age, many people move away from their families for jobs and whatnot. So unless they build that support system, they are feeling isolated. So stay-at-home moms often experience feelings of loneliness and isolation, especially if they lack the strong support network like I just talked about. A life coach can help serve as a source of encouragement, provide accountability and companionship, providing them with tools and resources to cultivate meaningful connections both within and outside of their homes. Just like I told my daughter, they moved away. They're not so far away. I try to visit them every week, but they're not super close anymore. We could just pop in, or for a while, we could just wake up and go upstairs and they were there. That was the best. But they moved away from their friends, so they don't have a support group. And I did recommend to her, look for mom clubs, you know, look for different areas to join, baby and me stuff, to build that connection and support with other moms. And especially if you can find someone whose kids around your age or closer kids, then your kids can have companions as well, and that will help. But when you're looking for the support group, you want to make sure that you're looking for people who have similar values. I don't think it's as important about the interests per se, although they could lead to values. Because you can learn from other people. Learning about other people's interests will expand your horizons and help you in your personal growth. But as far as your morals and values, you want someone who's along the same line. Because when your kids are together, you want to make sure that your kid is learning from the other kid and teaching the other kid things that you both agree upon, because that happens. And many times, kids do not pick up what is right and good. They'll pick up the bad habits first and foremost. So you want to make sure you do that. So when we're talking about the coach, I kind of just want to summarize it. So what a coach can do for a mom, whether she's stay-at-home or professional, it's the self-actualization benefits, right? Knowing self, knowing what your strengths are, knowing how to aim them, how to claim them as your own, how to embrace who you are and utilize your talents to be successful, defining what success is for you. Because you are your best for others when you know who you are. Many people don't know who they are. They're living who they're told they are. Mental fitness benefits. Having a coach. You know, there's so much negativity and most of it starts right here, people. And then from here, it goes to here, to your heart. And then it keeps you down. It makes you sad. It makes you think you can't do things. It makes you think you're not worthy. But a coach can help you with that. So I hope you can understand from this presentation today why every mom deserves the support of a life coach to navigate the challenges of motherhood, pursue personal growth and fulfillment, and thrive in all aspects of their lives, including professionally. Whether they're working moms, struggling careers and family, or stay-at-home moms, nurturing their households, the benefits of having a life coach are profound and transformative. Does take work, not a piece of cake. You have to do the work. Let's empower moms everywhere to embrace their journey, prioritize self-care, and live their best lives with the guidance and support of a trusted coach by their side. I encourage you to share this with a mom who may need to hear it, working or stay at home, or just share it to your network. I encourage you to follow me on my LinkedIn, my business pages, Cultivate and Thrive. And I encourage you to follow my podcast. It's on Podbean. It's everywhere podcasts are heard. Cultivate to Thrive podcast. And I encourage you to subscribe to my Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. I appreciate every one of you. And please, please let the mothers in your life, professional, personal, relatives, non-relatives, know how important they are and what an impact they make on today's world and the future of our society. Thank you all. Have a blessed week.